Consumer dissatisfaction with managed healthcare is shaping up to be a central issue in national elections this fall. Voters are complaining that managed care bureaucracies are unfairly restricting care, and candidates are promising more consumer protections. Politicians in statewide races are also trying to show their sympathy with voters' healthcare concerns. Doug Johnson cautiously endorses the idea of for-profit HMOs in Minnesota if they would give patients more options.
You know, I'm really torn on the idea of what's happening in Minnesota as far as the nonprofit HMOs and whether there should be competition. I'm leaning now to getting more competition into the healthcare industry in the state, particularly what's happening with the HMOs in Minnesota. Now I'm finding more and more folks that go to the doctor or go to the hospital are being denied coverage, being denied choices in healthcare.
But what really concerns Johnson is the state's aging population and the consequences that demographic shift will have for senior citizens, their families, and the healthcare infrastructure. According to state demographers, between now and the year 2025, the number of people over the age of 70 in Minnesota will increase almost 60%. Johnson says in taking care of his own mother, he concluded nursing homes aren't the ideal settings for elderly people. He wants to help senior citizens live in their own homes or with people they know.
There's a huge, big issue also looming on the horizon that not much attention has been given to, and that's the whole issue of long-term care. And we have an aging population. We're going to have less taxpayers paying the bill when more and more of us retire, and so I have a plan that's being put together. It's being developed. It was part of the Senate tax bill in the 1998 session, where the State Department of Human Services and the State Department of Revenue is developing a tax credit proposal to help senior citizens stay out of the nursing homes.
But Johnson is critical of fellow candidate Ted Mondale's proposal to have Minnesota pay for more senior citizens' medical prescriptions. Mondale has advocated using money from the state's tobacco settlement to create a prescription trust fund. Johnson says that's just letting the federal government off the hook.
Rather than Minnesota using tobacco settlement monies for that, I think that we should go to Washington and have Minnesota senior citizens treated like senior citizens in Florida and some of the other states where their prescription drugs, in fact, are covered by the health insurance companies that administer the Medicare money.
Johnson advocates using part of the settlement funds for medical research at places like the Mayo Clinic and the University of Minnesota. He says another portion should be used to cut the health care tax that funds MinnesotaCare.
I think that with the tobacco settlement, however, the first thing that I would do is eliminate the unfair, unfriendly health care tax. It's called the provider tax. It's now 1.5%. It's scheduled to go to 2%. Anytime you go to a clinic, you go to see the doctor, you're in the hospital, there's a hidden tax applied. It's called the provider tax. I call it a sick tax. So I want to get rid of that tax first, and I think there's sufficient money then to expand coverage for the uninsured.
Johnson estimates the tax break would total $326 million, and he says he would install a tough commerce commissioner who would make sure insurance companies pass on the savings to consumers.
You are paying that tax as the consumer now, and could I guarantee that you would not be, that it would not be passed in? I think there'd be a pretty strong chance if we had good, strong regulation by the Department of Commerce of the insurance industry.
Johnson is the only DFL candidate who opposes legalized abortion. On that issue, he resembles Republican candidate Norm Coleman. Johnson says if elected, he has no specific plans to pursue abortion legislation. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.